Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Yes, hi, Valeria. This is Kristen Taylor. I was just calling to ask that you get my, I had to put in timesheets because on the 4th and the 5th, I didn't, I was there, but I didn't clock in on time. I didn't remember, and when I remembered, I clocked in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check in the system, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Annotation, Taylor Kim. Okay, the 2nd and the, which days?
No, the 4th and the 5th, February 4th
and
5th.
Okay, I see that the time that you submit the timesheet from 9 to 2 and from 9 to 2 to 4 and the 5th. Also, I see that the patient, Kim, was already assigned to a coordinator. Remember that I'm from admissions department. I just was following up that you're clocking in now and that patient is receiving services, but the case is already assigned to a coordinator. I can give you the phone number if you want it, because from now on, you should contact the coordinator.
That's not a problem. I can take the name and number.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 267-551-7439.
And what's their name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa?
Yes.
And it's an extension?
139.
Okay. So should I call her in regards to this time, or will you update it?
I can take the message and let her know to process the timesheet for the 4th and the 5th. Yep. You can call her when you need it, but I already let her know.
So will it be corrected? I just wanted it to be correct because I know, you know, I wanted it to be right for the pay this week.
If she processes the timesheet sometime, yes. Will be fixed for next payment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kristen. You have a good one.
You too.